We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. Beautiful day out there. Hey, first question of the day, me to you guys. Text line is wide open, 580-225-9697. Has your cattle taken a break from calving because of this pretty weather? I ain't had a calve in 3 days. I'm getting kind of antsy here. But anyway, talked to a friend of mine out Roger Mills County. He said the same thing. He said he thinks they're out there just sunning, enjoying the sun, ain't worried about having a baby. But anyway, I'm shocked. I mean, they were just falling like rocks, and all of a sudden they just shut off when the sun come back out. So anyway, just curious what's happening at your Ponderosa with your calving operation. Let's check out some temperatures. 60 degrees at Hollis, capital of Harmon County. 66 at Hobart. 67 at Bessie. 64 at Camargo. 67 at Lahoma. The hot spot in the state today is not Elk City. It's Woodward. 70 degrees at Woodward, 67 at Slapout out here in the panhandle of Texas. Lipscomb is 66, Miami 65, 64 at Dozer, 63 at Wellington, and 64 degrees at Odell. All right, let's see what's happening. I've been checking. I'm going to check it one more time before I get too wrapped up in the show here. I'm checking for an email to see if nothing's come out. I've been looking for that end of the month cattle report. I ain't got it. Must not be high on the food chain. I haven't got it. It's probably already out. But anyway, let's see what happened overnight. Soybean futures plunged in overnight trading on technical selling and ample global inventories. Investors who were long the market are betting on higher prices. I likely sold contracts and booked profits after March beans yesterday closed up almost a quarter in Chicago. Corn and wheat also saw big gains. Dry weather in parts of Argentina, which gave prices a boost yesterday, is forecast for parts of South American country in the next 6 to 10 days. Steel traders overnight were focused on the large global inventories of the oil seeds that are forecast by the USDA at 114.6 million metric tons at the end of the 23-24 marketing year on August 31st. That would be up from the previous outlook of 114.2 million and well ahead of yet previous year's level of 101.9 million, according to the USDA's data. In Brazil, the world's largest soybean exporter, weather forecasts support showers in the northeastern parts, but will limit stress to patchy sections of that region. Showers next week likely will offer relief for about 15% of the soybean and corn and 30% of the sugar fields in central Brazil. Investors are also watching tomorrow's monthly soybean crush report from the USDA. Analysts have pegged crush for December at a record 206.1 million bushels, according to the Rutgers poll. That would be up from 200 million crush in November. The monthly crush report is due tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Soybean futures for March delivery lost 10 cents to 12.08 3/4 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal was down $2 to $3.61 a short ton, and soy oil fell 0.65 cents to 45.35 cents a pound. Wheat futures for March delivery declined 7 1/4 to $5.98 1/4 a bushel in Chicago. Kansas City lost 7 cents to $6.23 3/4 a bushel. Corn futures were down 1.5 cents to $4.46 1/4 a bushel. Let's see what else went on in our ag belt overnight. Exports of wheat, corn, barley, rye from Ukraine likely will top year earlier levels, according to an attaché report from the USDA's office. Shipments of the wheat in the 23-24 marketing year forecast at 17.7 million metric tons, up 3% from the previous year's estimates, the report said. Corn exports are projected to raise about another 8% year over year to 29.2 million metric tons. Barley shipments are now seen at 3.3 million metric tons, a 22% increase. And rye exports are projected at 170,000 metric tons, more than the ninefold increase. Iran-backed Houthi militants have been attacking ships in the Red Seas, wreaking havoc on important shipping lanes. That and Russia's threat to sink ships traversing the Black Sea haven't stopped exports out of Ukraine yet. Concerns about transcending the Red Sea do not yet seem to have significantly impacted Ukraine's exports, according to exporters. The situation has only slightly increased bulk freight rates. The investments in efficiency of the river export routes and the transshipment capacity of the Constanța port in Romania continue to increase, providing additional opportunities to maintain export levels. The USDA said in its estimates, assume no further damage from attack at ports or incoming or outgoing vessels by Russian forces. Increased exports, however, will result in drastically reduced stockpiles. Inventories at the end of the 23-24 marketing year for grains likely will fall to 5 million metric tons, down 50% from the previous year. Not a whole lot going on as far as weather in our farm belt. Dense fog has returned to much of the south central Minnesota, central Iowa this morning, dropping visibility to as low as a quarter of a mile, according to the National Weather Service. Temperatures in some parts of the region are below zero, leaving slick spots on roads and walkways, according to the National Weather Service. Several rivers are overrunning their banks in parts of Illinois amid recent precipitation in that area. Flood warnings and watches have been issued for several counties. The Illinois River, from Starved Rock Lock and Dam downstream, is facing severe flooding, though levels have dropped to 24.9 feet late last night. Flood stage is at 20 feet. The river is expected to continue gradually falling while remaining above flood stage through early next week. How about that? God, I went down to check fence last night along the North Fork of the Red River, and man, that thing's running good. I'm impressed. It's a bank full. I mean, it's not like it's 10 foot deep, but when the North Fork is bank full, it's at least 2 foot deep. anyway, it's running nicely. The dogs wanted to get out and play, but it was getting close to dark, and I didn't want to dry them off before I had to bring them into the house, so they'll just have to wait till another day. Might go down there today after the show. Never know. Anyway, everything's looking good there. Well, let's go ahead and take a Taylor Ranch happy hour break. I'll have more on the Taylor Ranch when I get back. And we'll talk a little bit about today's current prices and also some cattle prices. And they kind of stabilized today, but they're still looking really good. So anyway, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
You can buy parts anywhere, but the people at our store are different than people at other stores. And if they're not, we're going to make them different. They should be more knowledgeable. They should be more friendly. They should be more customer oriented. They should be part of the community. We pride ourselves of doing business with people. You can buy parts anywhere. It's the people that make the difference.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Whether you graze livestock or produce hay from perennial forages, the Night Latch Group helps farmers and ranchers with managing livestock risk protection. LRP is the cheapest way to establish a floor price for your cattle while leaving the top side open. Policies are available for calves, stocker cattle, and feed yard cattle, with no upfront costs or margin calls. For LRP and crop insurance, contact Andy or Codell at the Night Latch Group, 580-334-7995. Hold on to your ag investment at nightlatch.net.
Calling all rural residents of Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle. Are you tired of hauling off your own trash? Call D&G Trash Hauling. They can have a dumpster delivered to you in no time. D&G offers weekly or bi-weekly pickup in four different size dumpsters. You have a big job? D&G also has roll-offs available in several sizes. With D&G, you find affordable rates and no contracts. Satisfaction is always top priority. For more information, call D&G at 580-497-6950. That's 580-497-6950. Let D&G Trash get rid of your trash.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back. Odell, Texas. Here is your ag weather update. 64 degrees currently. Humidity's 45. Dew point's 42. The winds are out of the south at 6 miles an hour. Peak wind gusts so far today, hang on to your hats, 9 miles an hour. Month-to-date precipitation, 2.10 inches of rain. Red flag minutes, zero. Sub-freezing minutes, zero. 8-inch soil temperature is warming up nicely, 48 degrees already. So that is your ag update for Odell, Texas. All right, so I had a couple people in on the text line. LOL, my cows... here we go. First calf heifer still calving up here at Butler. LOL. Well, I replied, my cows are boycotting that right now. And then he says, I'm glad they waited till after the cold. Luckily, the bull we bred them to is throwing a smaller calf, which has been good so far. 15 out of 30 have done well. Only two we've had to pull so far. Man, that sounds good. Congratulations. Yes, Mr. Howe, I figured that was you. So anyway, Chris Howe, that's from Chris Howe. So anyway, anybody else out there having cows boycott calving right now while the sun's shining? Today in Ag text lines, 580-225-9697. Be glad to hear from you. Okay, let's see what the market is doing right now. I keep looking for that email on... Well, I kind of lost where I was going here. Hang on here. History, why? I guess I cut the market off. Bear with me a second here. I'm going to add something. I don't know what happened to the market. There we go. Okay, let's see here. Yep, nothing's out yet as far as AgWeb's figuring out. Anyway, corn. for March. 446 down 1. May is 457 down a little over 1. Soybeans for March, 1213 down 5. May is 1224 down 3. Soybean meal for March, 364.10, a short ton, up 110. May is 360.70 down 20. And July is 363.50 down 20 also. Soybean oil, March, 45.97 down 3. May is 46.53 down 3, not too shabby. Hard red winter wheat, after it came back up yesterday, it's going back down today. March, 6.19 down 11. May is 6.18 down 10. What is cotton doing? Cotton, woo! March, 85.19 up 41. May, 86.45 up 39. And July is 87.15 up 32. Where are we at here? There we go. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil. March, 75.92 down $1.90. April, 75.79 down $1.86. And natural gas is up a little bit today. March, 211 up 3. NASDAQ, S&P, the Dow are in the red again today, but the Dow is up 29 so far. Let's go see what the cattle's doing. Live cattle, February, 177.57 down 45. April, 180.95 down 80. June is 179.07 down 15. August, 179.02 up 10. Feeder cattle for March, 240.55 down 77. April, 246.57 down 42. May is 252.15 down 7. And August is 267.17 up 30. So nothing crazy going on with that market at all right now. Everybody standing by waiting on that report to come out, I'm guessing. Okay, let's see here. I have some stuff. Oh, yeah, let me get back to my email. Let me back up here. There we go. You guys are interested? Next Tuesday at the Fairview Livestock Commission at 6 p.m., special replacement stock sale. I'm not sure what all they got. Let me see if I can widen this view here, and that'll open up here. I don't know why it says view details here. It won't let me. So anyway, coming up next Tuesday at 6 o'clock at Fairview Livestock Barn, they will be having a special replacement sale. Let's see what happens so far in the northern tier of Oklahoma. At the feedlots, or not the feedlots, but the sale barns. Compared to last week, slaughter cows are $6 to $8 higher already this week. Slaughter bulls, $3 to $5 higher already. Demand's moderate. Let's see here. Breaker cows are selling for anywhere or weighing anywhere from $14.51 to $16.51, and they're bringing anywhere from, on the average, $107.57 to $115.60. Boner cows are weighing anywhere, average weights anywhere from $12.89 to $13.61, are bringing $102.91 on the low side, $112.94 on the high side. Cows, lean cows that is, anywhere from weighing from $9.50 to $11.48. Average price is very low on the 80 cent, and average low was $97.38, and average high was $101. Bulls, quite a few bulls sell up there right now, bringing, weighing anywhere from $16.25 to $18.53, and we're bringing anywhere on the low side, $107.10 up to $122.37. So there was, let's do a little math here so you guys can plan on selling your used bulls and go and get you a new bull. So one two seven times, say 2,000 pound bull. Pretty easy math. $2,540. So get your big bulls that you don't like anymore because you know you're cussing them, but you just don't want to go to the trouble of getting them in the lot. Take them to the sale barn, get you $2,500, and then bring an extra $2,500 to the sale coming up this Saturday, the February 3rd at 12:15 at the Western Oklahoma All Breed Bull Sale. All kinds of bulls there, and you can get you a $5,000 bull. How's that? Or maybe you get you a $3,000 bull and then another $3,000 bull, and maybe you spend $1,000 more than you had when you went in there. I mean, just common math, guys. You really know you really want some new bulls, so you might as well go up there. Linda was in here. Miss Linda Lucas was in here Monday to talk about the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association 46th Annual Western Oklahoma All Breed Bull Sale, 12:15 at the Red Barn, just right on the south edge of Cheyenne there. But anyway, got some really good breeders bringing in stock. You got Charolais, Angus Cross, Simmies. You got the whole thing going on. Black Hereford Ranch, Brown Cattle Company, Don Mahler, Matt Thornbrough, Mollet Angus, Metter Angus Farms, Ackerson Farms, Jim Burns Farms. Man, there's so many here to notice. Anyway, you get a chance, go to that bull sales coming up. And then also coming up, Bradley 3 Ranch Bull and Female Sale going on out there in Texas, coming up February 10th, which is a Saturday at 12 o'clock. I went to that thing the year before last. I'm going to try to go again this year if I don't have anything going on. And what I like about it is these are not grain-fed cattle. These are raised on grass with a little bit of supplements and stuff. You get to see the bull for what it's going to be when you put it out in the pasture. So I think that's pretty cool. If I said that right, I hope I said that right. Anyway, it's a pretty cool deal coming up. And then we got, of course, OK&T 83rd Annual Bull and Female Sale coming up the 21st. And then we got a lot more. We're going to have a lot more bull sales and female sales in the Jimmy's Bull and Female Sale Calendar. And the new Penny News that the boss is on his way to go get right now that'll be out in the morning at your favorite place. So, anyway, let's see here. Let's finish up the sale barns from up north. Bred cows, 2 to 4 year olds, we're bringing up to $21.50. 5 to 8 year olds, we're bringing up to $19.50. And 8 year old and olders, we're bringing anywhere from $14.75 to $1,600. Bred heifers, we're bringing. Man, anywhere from $16.25 to $21.25 in cow-calf pairs. There wasn't much of a run on there. There was 2 to 4 year olds, brought $2,800, and that was with a 150 to 300-pound calf on it. So not too shabby. Anyway, I hope Bo Deal or Alan Potter is listening out there, because when this guy texted in earlier about his heifers, I want to read to you exactly how he quoted it as soon as it gets to it. First calf heifers still calving up here at Butler. So I'm on the same page as this guy, because I would call them first calf heifers. So why would you call it a first calf for a heifer if the heifer's only going to be a heifer for one calf? So the next calf, what is it? Is it a second calf heifer? You know, we've had this discussion before. Let's go ahead and finish this discussion or continue this discussion. I mean, from a selling point, would you say, I got 3-year-old cow that's on her second calf, this will be her second calf coming up? Or would you have a good selling point and say, these are second calf heifers and they're really good? Come on, help me out here, everybody. Let's hear what you got to say. But we're going to go ahead and talk about the Taylor Ranch first. Taylor Ranch, with this beautiful weather, this quote from Jimmy Taylor is really good. Hey, all you grillers out there, are you ready to up your game? Taylor Ranch beef is your answer. No matter what your skill level, from the beginning to the master griller, starting with Taylor Ranch beef will take you to the next level. The majority of Taylor Ranch beef grades prime, so prime your grill with Taylor Ranch beef. Your family and friends will appreciate and enjoy your decision. At Taylor Ranch, they develop every animal as if it were going to be served at their own table. That's Taylor Ranch, selling quarters, halves, and whole beef. Third-party verified, all-natural, and hormone-free, also available. Call Mr. Jimmy Taylor at 405-609-4662. 405-609-4662. Also, second calf cows. All right, I'm with you. I'm just asking opinions here. Anyway, congratulations to Walter Cattle Company here in Elk City. They had reserve grand champion Red Angus Bull at Fort Worth. How about that? Congratulations, Kyle and all those guys daughter, son, wife, all whoever helps you. I know Christine and Greg Mouse went down there, and they fitted the bull for him down there. I seen the picture on there last night, so I called Christy down at Stockland's this morning to ask her what part of this did they play in there. I didn't know if they had the female to this bull or what was going on, but anyway, they said they just went down there and fitted it. So anyway, again, congratulations to Walters Cattle Company here out of Elk City, Reserve Grand Champion Red Angus Bull at the Fort Worth Stock Show. That's big time there. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
The Penny News has been helping people's business for years. Did you know that over 17,000 people pick up the Penny News every week? Well, now we've added the online version. You can place your own classified ad by texting in at 580-799-5085. You can place a box ad right there online at thepennynews.com. It's that easy. There's no design fee. All you do is click on thepennynews.com, click on place an ad, and then choose the type of ad you want to place. Maximize your business potential by being a partner of Paragon Communications and the Penny News.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyard's weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts, from gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bats. Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. For all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
At Lone Star Gin, 4.5 miles south of Pampa, Texas on Highway 70, our mission is to provide superior customer service to our producers while getting their cotton ginned in a timely manner. We possess 120-plus bale per hour capacity, high-tech moisture systems, on-site sampling, and we move cotton in a timely manner from the field to the gin. With excellent hands-on marketing, our gin is designed to maximize profits for our farmers. Visit us at www.lonestargin.com or give us a call, 806-665-06.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, Oklahoma has dedicated their life to supporting your farm's success, because farming is their way of life. Their superior high-pro feeds are expertly formulated to meet the nutritional needs of your livestock. They provide bulk feed delivery straight to your farm, or for smaller quantities, they offer a variety of feed bags and sacks in different sizes. When it comes to your livestock feed, choose excellence. Choose Hobart Farm and Garden.
Get better beef bulls at an affordable price. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March 2nd at 12:30. Selling 90 yearling and 18-month-old bulls and 20 commercial bred heifers. They've got DNA test data, birth, weaning, and yearling data, and ultrasound data. They've been feed efficiency tested on the GrowSafe system. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March 2nd at 12:30 p.m. on County Road 2150 near Foss. Get information at DavisAngus.com or go to Facebook and search Davis Angus.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Woodward, here is your Northwestern Oklahoma ag weather update. Currently it's 70 degrees. Dew point, you are the warmest spot in the state right now. Dew point's 28, humidity's 21, the winds are out of the south, 13, starting to pick up a little bit. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 42 degrees. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 0.9. Sunset at 6:02. 73 today, 47 tonight, and mostly sunny, and 73 again tomorrow. Same kind of wind, beautiful weather. Well, in the studio with me right now, I have a couple of gentlemen that just showed up, and you guys are all going to be happy to hear from them. Anyway, Marcus Darlin and Richard Moran is in here, and welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Thank you.
You guys got in here just in time, didn't you?
Yep.
Were you outside waiting for me to quit?
Yeah,
shut up.
You
shut up. anyway, you guys, you came in last year, and for the frog.
Yeah, that's frog gigging.
Yeah, frog gigging. Anyway, now we got a 24-hour Carter FBC, which is the First Baptist Church, predator hunt, February 17th and 18th. You want to tell us a little bit about it?
Well, it's a 1-4-man team. And the entry fee is $200 a team, and it's a fundraiser for the our mission trips that we have planned this year. We have $50 side pots. It's going to be a 70% payout, and we're going to have it's going to have six coyote string for a stringer, and then a big dog, little dog, the big cat, a big pig, and the most coons and most pigs.
I like it. Get rid of those hogs and get rid of those coons, yep. And I'll be a happy individual.
Yeah, and then it's going to be the start time will be noon, February 17th.
Okay.
And it'll run to the
noon on the
18th. Noon on the 18th. And then the check-in will be there at the church at 6 p.m. And we'll have a meal provided. We're going to give the awards and stuff out then. So everybody can come out and get a free meal and have fun.
Have fun. Well, you talk about 70% payout. The other 30% is going to go for what?
That'll go to our missions. We partner with several missions around the world. We're in several countries that we have trips planned to and have already been. We've actually got a team right now in Nicaragua. Somotillo, Nicaragua. We're taking another team back in March during spring break. We are going with the purpose of working with cowboys on a ranch and a ranch ministry, and then we're doing special needs. We're going to get to work in Somotillo, Nicaragua with some special needs families and students and get to help reach them. We also partner up with a group in Hawkeye, Panama, and in Cameroon as well. We've got a ministry that we work with in Cameroon. We go over, they've got a pineapple ministry. What they do is try to reach the Baka pygmy people out in the rainforest, and they are showing them how to farm and be self-sustaining. And so that's what this money goes for. We're going over there to help them, buy pineapple shoots, to be able to get more pineapples in the ground so that they can be a self-sustaining operation.
You might ought to talk to old Sugar Daddy over there at Delhi, O'Brien Silk. I hear he's trying to do pineapples.
Pineapples, okay, yes.
So, well, let's go back to the first place where you're going this spring. You say Cowboy Ranch.
There's several large ranches around the Somotillo area in the country of Nicaragua. And we are going there to help them on the ranch and to assist them with some operations that they have going there. And then we're going to go and just get to reach and minister to the cowboys there.
Right.
The ranches are very large there, and it takes lots of cowboys, and we're going to go and provide some ministry opportunities for them.
So have you been to one of these ranches?
I have not. I am going. I've not been to Nicaragua yet. I am going in spring break. I think your wife's going to go with us.
Yeah.
She's on our team that's going. There's about 20 of us going. We've got several from our church, and then we've got five people from First Baptist Church Frederick that are going to go with us as well. And we're going to go down there and kind of split and conquer and divide with the special needs ministry and the ranch ministry.
Well, you'll have to come back on and talk about, because you know what the ranches are around here
right,
are like.
Right.
So anyway, I'm just going to give you a piece of advice right now. If my wife is going and you guys work cattle, make sure she's on the head gate, because if you yell at her, she's done.
Okay, sounds good. We'll make note of that.
So make sure she's on the head gate.
Right.
But anyway, yeah, that would be curious. I mean, have you been over?
I've never been.
Yeah, that would be cool to see especially in that part of, that's a whole different world.
Yes, it is. I had the opportunity to go and be a part of the team that's already been to Cameroon. Cameroon is in the, it's kind of in the middle part of the continent of Africa on the western coast. And it's a different world. You know, you see third world countries and experiences on TV, but till you've actually been there and have your feet on the ground and see the living conditions and the lack of daily necessities that we're so accustomed to.
Yeah. Makes you proud.
Definitely open. It's an eye opener and makes you thankful for what you have when you come back home.
Yeah, because my only experience outside the continental United States, you know, when I was in Iraq and Saudi, I got to see the camel and the sheep and goat herdsmen over there. And it's pretty cool what they did, and they're just as happy as they could be. I don't even know if they know what nationality they are themselves, but they got to. They just follow across that part of the world, Iraq, Iran, Saudi, all those countries over there. They just follow the season of green grass, and they just content. You know, I got to trade some bottled waters for potato and onions from them, put in my MREs and stuff. But it was cool to watch what they were doing. They were just content. They'd graze. They'd stop and graze one place for 2-3 days. Then they'd pack up their tent and they'd move a little farther on.
You know, we saw some stuff like that while we were over there. We saw we got to work with a group of children out in the village in a rainforest. You know, what the clothes they had on their back was the only thing they owned, and they were just as happy. They didn't know what they didn't have.
Right.
They were very happy. They didn't realize that not all of them even had a full set of clothes. So, you know, I would like to be able to bottle that experience and opportunity to show some of our students and children back here.
Right.
You know, our kids are very fortunate here. And for all of the things that they have and have access to.
Right.
And, you know, these people don't even have access to clean water on a daily basis, and so that makes it hard as well.
Yeah, my wife's commenting to me and you already. I won't repeat it on there.
Okay.
Make sure she's on the head gates, all I can tell you.
Okay, sounds good. You know, typically working cattle and ministry don't go hand in hand, so this will be an experience. This will be fun.
Yeah, I'd hate to be a preacher and working cattle. That wouldn't go good.
Yeah.
So
we'll have to be on our A game and our best behavior.
Yeah, exactly. So back to the hunt. I think that's pretty cool. 24-hour show up. Where do they check in at?
We're going to start the registration Friday the 16th from 5 to 8, and it'll be there at the church. If you don't want to drive twice out there, we have PayPal, and you can get with Richard.
Or Heath
Frazier.
Yep.
You don't have to be present for the registration. If you want to call me or call Heath, we'll get you your team signed up. You can pay us. You can either send us a check or you can pay by PayPal. And then our check-in is that Sunday evening by 6 o'clock there at the church. And that's when we'll have the meal and the awards. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's lots of opportunities. There's lots of different critters to go and hunt and chase. And so it ought to be good.
Yes, it should be. Like I said, you guys that are entering this contest do really good on the pigs and the coons, because the coons are out of control.
Yes, they are.
I mean, the pigs
are,
too.
That'll help our bird population.
Yeah, they are. You know they are. Yeah. See, that man, he's been listening to me. See, ha-ha, the yeller at James Clark Farm will get you killed or maimed, dog. I grew up on a farm and no better. There we go. That's from my wife. I got to be, you only got a split second to think.
See? Right.
So you got to be sure you're loud enough that they hear you the first time.
Yes.
Is that the way I was supposed to say that?
Sure.
Anyway, so this is great. So is this on FBC's Facebook page?
It's on our Facebook page, yes. There's flyers out around town. I know Cameron down at the gun shop has flyers. I took him a stack this week.
Okay.
And you know, anybody, they can feel free to call Heath or myself, and we'll give them any additional information they need or help them get registered.
Okay. Yeah. And then I'll post this on, our KECO Facebook page. I think this is a pretty cool deal. Mission trips are great, and then the part of this money is going to go to it, but there's still going to be some really good payouts here.
There's still some good money for the payout. Yes, well, it's lucrative to come and win.
You think?
Yep.
Going to be some. Anyway, so we didn't get an after report of the frog gig. How many frogs did you get? You remember?
I don't remember the poundage on it, but I know we cleaned for a long time. There was a good amount. We were a little bit down, actually, in total pounds from the previous year. And I thought maybe with there being more water this last summer that would have been up. But
they got a cycle like quail.
That's exactly right. So we're looking for this summer maybe to be really good.
There were several teams that only turned in like 1, 2, 3 frogs, and that was about it.
Well, let's see here. Oh, different deal. Anyway, so gentlemen, thanks for coming in, and good luck, and I'll keep this on. It's coming up. It's what? It's 2 weeks away.
A couple weeks ago. Yeah.
To go, and we'll get it. And so anything else you want to tell everybody?
We just appreciate everybody coming out and participating.
And the FBC is the First Baptist Church at Carter. If you're looking for their Facebook page. But like I said, I got the information here. I'll post it on Facebook, and there's posters everywhere. It doesn't matter whether you're from Kansas, Texas.
Doesn't matter who you are or where you come from.
Yeah,
just come
have fun.
Come be a part and have a good time with us.
Because that was their second frog deal was that the third one? Yeah, that was the third one, yeah. Anyway, he never had any fun. You need to come do the frog deal.
Yes, and that'll be in the first week in August again this year.
Yeah, so anyway, we'll have you back in on that. All right, Marcus and Richard, thanks a lot for coming in. We're going to take a Taylor Ranch break, and we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
SEI Agritech is excited to announce they're now open with their new LNC blending feed facility for their new product line at SEI Agritech 1400 South Randall in Elk City, with all the feed rations that you've come to know and trust. The new facility is the only LNC blending facility in the area. SEI Agritech in Elk City now open their new facility in their current location, 1400 South Randall in Elk City. For more information, give Kent a call at 580-225-0317.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment. How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
We feel like we want to be good stewards of our depositors' money. It's what keeps Community Bank going for as long as it has. This bank's seen it all. Starting 1901, you've seen a few droughts. You've seen some market crashes. Oil and gas come and go a few different times, you know, from the 50s to the 80s to the 20-teens. And we're here. We never sit there and go, oh, man, I hope our doors are going to be open tomorrow. We're going to be there. There's no doubt in my mind. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, January 26. 1,029 head were sold. 5 head of steers at $398 brought $367.50. 9 at $508 brought $315. 6 at $631 brought $245. 12 at $699 brought $239.50. 3 at $760 brought $231. 8 at $789 brought $229. 4 head of heifers at $380 brought $315. 8 at $427 brought $260. 7 at $456 brought $270. 5 at $573 brought $258. 14 at $634 brought $238. 7 at $661 brought $232. Butcher cows were 46 to 119. Butcher bulls brought 77 to 135.50. Bred cows were 1,035 to 2,200. Pairs brought 750 to 2,300. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sell every Friday at 9 a.m. Consigned, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095. Get better beef bulls at an affordable price. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March 2nd at 12:30. Selling 90 yearling and 18-month-old bulls and 20 commercial bred heifers. They've got DNA test data, birth, weaning, and yearling data, and ultrasound data. They've been feed efficiency tested on the GrowSafe system. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March 2nd at 12:30 p.m. on County Road 2150 near Foss. Get information at davisangus.com or go to Facebook and search Davis Angus.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Okay, welcome back. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for Eric, Oklahoma. 67 degrees, dew point's 37, humidity's 33, the winds are out of south-southwest, 12 miles an hour. 10-day rain total so far, 0.72 inches of rain. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 44 degrees. And 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 1.0. Sunset at 6:06, today 69 for high. Looks like you're going to get there. 44 for low tonight. And nice and sunny and beautiful tomorrow, 72 degrees. Anyway, I got so far only like a few dates being filled in for National FFA Week and the week prior to National FFA Week, where I'll have the chapters on here. I got Clinton, Cordell, Sweetwater, Leedy, Blair, Merritt, Eric, Kelton, Sayre, Canute, Elk City, Mangum, Cheyenne, Sentinel, Arapaho, waiting to hear back from the other schools. So anyway, I'm totally excited about that coming up. Only thing I'm going to be missing is birthday boy's daughter this year. Brent Metter, I don't know how old he is, it doesn't matter. It's his birthday today, so if you see Brent, if you see Brent, wish him a happy birthday and see if his daughter will sneak out of school for a week or two and come help me do all these chapters. Not really. Anyway, happy birthday, Mr. Metter. Hope you have a good one. Okay, let's see what's going on here. Anyway, oh, I've had a few text messages over the last month or stuff because you guys have been hearing about all this imitation meat and all this stuff. Well, this is working in Congress right now. Meat industry groups that this week applauded Senator Roger Marshall out of Kansas, Representative Mark Halford out of Missouri, Roger Williams out of Texas, Don Davis out of North Carolina, and Jonathan Jackson out of Illinois. And these are Democrats and Republicans right down the middle for introducing the Bipartisan Fair and Accurate Ingredient Representation on Labels Act of 2024. It's called the Fair Labels Act, which aims to boost transparency and clarify labeling requirements for plant-based and cell-cultured alternative meat products. I wish they just banned it myself. But anyway, the Fair Labels Act would require meat products to be labeled as imitation to clearly differentiate between real meat and plant-based or alternative meat products. The bill would also provide clarity on lab-grown products, especially in light of the USDA's approval of lab-grown chicken. Lab-grown products are created from animal cells that are artificially reproduced in a laboratory environment. Under the Fair Labels Act, lab-grown products will need to be clearly labeled as lab-grown and bear a statement that the product was not produced by traditional farming or ranching methods. Consumers deserve to be able to easily understand what products they are putting in their grocery cart, said Senator Marshall. It's pretty simple. If food is represented as meat or poultry, but is either lab-grown or made from the plant protein, it should be displayed on that label. Distinguish between a black bean burger and an actual beef burger shouldn't be hard. But as other meat alternatives with misleading names continue to appear on shelves, we need to do more to ensure the transparency of imitation meats and versus the real farm-raised meat. The NCBA, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, voiced its support, saying the bill would end deceptive labeling practices on fake meat products and ensure that consumers know exactly what they are buying at the grocery store. Lab-grown products are emerging technology, and the Fair Labels Act is an important first step for making sure consumers understand that difference. How about that? I don't know if it's Norway or Finland or it might have been Italy. I can't remember. It was 2 weeks ago. I don't even remember what I said yesterday. But anyway, they banned it from their country, period. They don't want none of it around. So anyway, here's some more deals on farm income. Why ag economists think net farm income could fall to its lowest level in 3 years. Agriculture economists' views on the ag economy took a dive in the first Ag Economist Monthly Monitor of 2024. Lower commodity prices, along with the outlook for higher costs, continue to weigh on the agriculture industry. However, ag economists think strong balance sheets and working capital could provide a cushion for 2024 with no major concerns about immediate farm sovereignty issues. We certainly saw the results in January numbers suggesting a downturn, probably the largest downturn since we started the survey, said Scott Brown, an agriculture economist with the University of Missouri, and also helps author the Ag Economist Monthly Monitor. Brown said from December to the latest survey in January, projections for corn prices fell 25%, 25 cents, not percent. Just one sign that economists are growing more pessimistic at the start of the year. I don't want to make a trend out of just one survey, but if we continue down this path, we started with the January estimates, perhaps we're telling 2024 to be a less positive story than we would have just a few months ago, he said. The January survey asked economists to pinpoint the two most important factors driving agriculture's economic health today and in the next 12 months. Here's what the economist said. Declining commodity prices and complicated production costs, including stubborn high interest rates and reduced expenses in certain inputs. Commodity production and demand traveling in opposite directions. And then we got all kinds of factors domestically and abroad, as well as geopolitical factors. In contrast, economists said the most negative aspect regarding the outlook of the U.S. agriculture includes competition and expanded production in the global market. Paint is an interesting export picture. Political stagnation, which could impact biofuel and trade policy. Compressing margins due to lower prices and higher expenses, including interest rates. When asked what they view as the most positive aspect of the outlook for U.S. agriculture, here's what these economists said. Agriculture product demand growth has potential in the right environment. Innovation of the U.S. farmer includes financial ability to weather tight margin environment. Strong crop yields despite weather challenges. Double-edged sword of lower grain prices making feed prices more affordable to livestock industries. And is that about it? Yep, that's about it. So anyway, they're not saying how much it's going to go down. I don't know how they can tell just yet 1 month into the year. One more last thing. Get this on your agenda. Got this from OSU, Mr. Greg Hartman. Coming up, when is this? February 9th, 9 days away, 10 days away, at the Western Oklahoma Western Technology Center here in Elk City, February 9th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. You get one ACEU credit pending. It's called the Four County Alfalfa Meeting. Steak meal provided by Great Plains Kubota over there at Clinton and prepared by Farm Credit of Western Oklahoma. I might get to see Michael Brinkley again. You never know. You need to RSVP by calling any of the county offices, the Wichita County OSU, the Beckham County, the Custer County, the Roger Mills program includes agronomics, insects, disease, livestock, budgeting, and herbicides. All coming up February the 9th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Free steak, hint, hint. Anyway, Kubota will be there, and so also will the Farm Credit of Western Oklahoma. That's it. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. God bless.
Winning a prize for your best girl. That's what country sounds like. Thanks for making us number one, 96.5 KEZO.